Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to revisit a movie that we have already reviewed, which is A Quiet Place. And Keith, what did you think of A Quiet Place?
Best surprises that I've seen in quite some time. I heard that it was good from James, who's our resident horror aficionado. I was expecting such a well-paced, well-directed film from a first-time director.
Well, he's not necessarily a first-time director. He's done some other stuff, but this is the first time for him doing thriller or suspense movie. So,
backtrack on that then. The pacing was spot on. Every scene was necessary, and there was nothing that was wasted. Everything kind of led to the next scene very seamlessly. It started off as it began and went through and ended. Very suspenseful. They didn't give you a bunch of exposition to try to explain what was going on. You were left up to interpret what was happening and what was going on in the entirety of the film. Genuinely impressive. And I've not seen anything he directed before. In fact, I didn't even know John Krasinski even directed.
Yeah, he had directed a couple of episodes of The Office and then two smaller independent movies. This is really maybe early on in his directing career that he's putting out bangers.
I thought the entire setup and the whole idea that the monsters in this film were blind, they relied upon sound, and that they were just sort of this nightmare creature that they couldn't stop. The only thing you could do was avoid them by not making any sound. That was an interesting premise to it. I think it's been done before, but I don't think it's been done this well.
We'll probably say Tremors, maybe?
Yeah, it's more or less like don't make noises on the ground and stay off the ground and everything. That loss of communication and just being solely reliant on those visual cues and everything was just well done. And again, I don't know how he was able to ratchet up that tension without going overboard with it.
There's a lot of jump scares in this, and that kind of adds to the suspense. But Matt, what did you think of A Quiet Place?
I thought it was a very well put together movie that played on emotions. Felt like a psychological thriller. It didn't rely too much as far as visual aid as it did playing the motions of the viewer. Very well made movie, and it really caught me off guard on how well it was put together, especially the storyline combining with the birth of the baby. Who would have thought that the birth of a baby would be so terrifying?
It happened in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I rank it up there with Conjuring, kind of one of those surprise movies. So probably one of the top 5 movies that have come out this year.
All right. So when James and I reviewed the movie, we both liked it. I think he gave it an 8.5. I gave it a 7.5. I had mentioned that I like the fact that there's only a handful of characters in the whole entire movie. They're relying on sign language or other forms of communication and emoting. That movie has one character, which is the daughter. That is a complete idiot. The daughter's an idiot. And I couldn't understand why they made her so stupid, but it's just really to give her moment at the end of the movie.
Wait, how is she an idiot?
She killed the brother, got the father killed.
Now what happened?
They are in a convenience store trying to scavenge supplies. The youngest son wants a spaceship. John Krasinski says no, too much noise. The daughter gives it to him anyway.
Yeah, the boy took the batteries and put them in.
All right. So it's her fault because she gave him the ship anyway.
The daughter was like one of the stronger characters. Daughter was not an idiot, though. She gave him the toy only because she didn't understand about sound, because clearly she's been deaf for her whole life.
Yeah, that's one of the hooks of the movie, that Millicent Simmons is deaf in real life, that the daughter is deaf in the movie. And that's supposed to be one of the reasons why they're reverting the sign language, because she understands it, but she can't hear, or not well.
She can't hear, so she doesn't know that the sound is going to be like that. None of that. She gave him the toy, just the toy itself. She didn't give him the batteries. The boy took the batteries and plugged the batteries in himself. It was a tragic accident. It was blamed to go around on all sides. Why the heck didn't they carry that boy? Why was he trailing so far behind him?
Well, Emily Blunt makes a comment that, hey, I should have carried him. But the daughter's an idiot. James, do you agree?
She's a fucking idiot. No, Keith, I understand what you're saying, but come on now. She knows what the fuck's going on. She knows what's going on. She knows sound is bad. She knows that much. If she didn't know that, then how would she know at the end that, oh, if I use my hearing aid, then it could fuck them up?
Matt.
Girl is a fucking idiot, you know? Like, really? oh, well, dad says not to do it. I'm going to fucking do it anyway. Typical kid who does dumb ass shit. I'm pretty sure she can read. There was newspapers on that shit, how things were fucked up.
I'm not saying she didn't know the dangers. I'm just saying she gave him a toy that was broken. No sound, no anything of that. The boy took the battery.
But you would think the boy was probably about 4 or 5 years old. I personally, maybe because I'm above average intelligence level, that I would throw away the batteries for a 5 year old if I don't want them to fuck with the toy. If I don't want them to make a sound, I would throw it away. In that situation, you got to think ahead. You got to think of the worst case scenario. She did not. She said, oh, well, yeah, you want the toy, go ahead and have it. She didn't think, oh, well, shit. This toy may not work, but what if it does? We don't know. We didn't test it out. So let's throw away the batteries to be safe. It's called forward thinking. She was not forward thinking. She was a selfish.
That would apply to the father, wouldn't it?
She was forward thinking when the monster took him away. That's what happened.
And then I do agree with you, Keith, on this. One, the child should have been in the middle or in the front. They should have all been together. They should not have been lagging behind. That's it. But the thing is, if they would just listened to the father from the very beginning. He says, too loud. But yet, you're going to give him the damn toy anyway. Too loud. There's no excuse. She just felt like doing what she wanted to do because she's a damn impulsive-ass teenager.
And on top of that, they might need those batteries in the future. So why don't they even leave the batteries? That doesn't make sense. The world's gone to hell. I need batteries. All right?
Hateful.
Double A's.
Hateful.
You just giving her a pass, man. I'm tired of ass kid.
For the whole entire movie, the daughter is just causing problems after problem after problem after problem.
What other problems did she cause?
She left her mom after she was told directly to stay your ass here with your mom. She left her mom because she felt that, oh, fuck him. He doesn't love me. I'm running away. Why the fuck would you run away?
Just so you go back to the same place where your brother got scooped up because you're an idiot.
Yeah, no feelings on this podcast. I have all the feelings now, which is strange.
What makes this shit even more hilarious, we hear what you had to say, Keith. You are the main person that says that you hate when people do stupid shit to propel a story.
Yes.
And now this is the time when this is the stupidest shit ever.
Yes.
And it propels a story. And you're like, oh, well, I'll give her a pass.
Pass.
No. I give her a pass because.
No.
Treat her equally.
You were talking about life, how much you hate life because they do stupid things. The daughter is doing stupid things. The whole movie is her doing stupid stuff.
Hey, Keith, let me ask you a question. Did you feel any way, shape, or form that the father somehow showed that he did not love her?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Matt, same question.
He showed that he loved her. She was making assumptions.
Yes, I agree. I agree about that. What she was feeling when she was hurt.
No, it won't work.
She was hurting like the rest of them.
She internalized everything.
Her father was a natural outlet for that pain.
Oh, my gosh.
See, what I would have done, I would just left her to be, all right? Everybody else is going to survive. Everybody's going to survive except for her. Survival of the fittest. That's a Beast Gang vibes. Oh, man.
Wrong, man. You guys are wrong.
Yo! And on top of that, there was no point for John Krasinski to die.
I don't understand that point. I thought he was going to live.
Save his kids, man.
There's no guarantee that they will even make it.
I had a feeling he was going to die because it kind of came up when they were talking about we can't protect our children. And she was saying, I need you to protect them. At that point, in his eyes, the only thing he could see is, oh, well, I can protect him and sacrifice myself.
It's completely fine. They set that up perfectly. The whole logic of the world makes sense. You make sounds and then bad stuff happens. And the whole point of that is the tension, but you have this idiotic character doing stupid stuff and that ruins it. Just so they can have a moment of redemption at the end of the movie. I just find that to be the most egregious problem with the movie. And I like the movie. I like the movie a lot.
No, I mean, you know I agree with you.
Disagree.
No. Fucking stupid.
She sold some balls and she sold some heart, yo, when she went in and saved her brother.
No, 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 no. Hold on, what about the grain silo?
That was what I'm talking about.
You know who showed balls? The son. Because the son was petrified. But then he showed up when it was time to show up.
And Emily Blunt.
Right.
I mean, she has a baby in like 2 minutes.
That baby clean as fuck. The cord was cut. She a soldier, man. She couldn't scream. She just pushed that shit out like it was a turd. What the fuck? Oh, shit. But no, man. Mm-mm. And think about it like this, Keith. If she didn't leave her mom, I'm quite sure 99% of the shit that happened would not have happened.
Agreed.
Can you agree to that?
Yeah.
And this goes back to what you said, that someone has to do something stupid for something to happen, and you hate that. But right now,
no. Okay. Look at the events that happened when they attacked. It wasn't sound that the daughter made when she left. It was the sound that the mom made when she dropped the thing when she stepped on that fucking nail.
But let me ask you this:
that would not have happened if the daughter had.
The daughter could have helped, and maybe she wouldn't have stepped on the nail. And she was tending to her mother instead of being a spoiled little brat.
Yep. Disagree.
Another thing that we brought up during the main review is just about the whole atmosphere of not making a sound. And I think James compared it to Don't Breathe. I compared it to 28 Days Later. Any comments on that?
Don't Breathe seems more of an apt thing in response to that, because both of the villains in that were absolutely lethal if you fucked up. And it wasn't a lethality that was almost a little bit like the early Friday the 13th. You just had this implacable force coming at you. There's like a rule set applied to that. The rule for Jason was, don't let that motherfucker touch you. Because if he gets within arm's distance, you're dead. You're just going to die. You're going to die horribly.
Don't trip at all. Because as soon as you trip, that's it.
You're fucking done. Like in this case, it was keep your mouth shut. Don't make a single solitary sound. And even then, if it's near you or whatever, that, because it kind of showed that to the monsters, they will open up their faceplates or whatever, engage the super hearing and shit, be able to hear your heartbeat. That's when you're fucking dead. But I think it's more along the lines of Don't Breathe, where it's just like, you gotta don't make a damn sound or you're fucking done. The kind of the tension behind that was the characters understood that rule. And if you put yourself in that position, would you freak out and just do it till the sun did and just break off, run away, gibbering and hollering? Or would you just kind of soldier up and maintain and shit? But
all right. So we're not wrong. We are not wrong at all. Yeah, daughter. I'm sitting there just looking at the script like, why? Why are you so stupid? Why are you doing this? This is the worst possible situation. One, for you to be around, for your parents to have another child. James and I were talking about kind of like some just the logic of the world, how they had the house set up for if there was a problem. All that makes sense. It's this brilliantly designed movie. Until you put the daughter in there. That's it.
Daughter just was there to have a movie. If you eliminate her character altogether, there is no A Quiet Place movie. It doesn't exist. It's just them surviving. There's nothing going on. Nothing at all. Because everything that happened was caused by her. She was not forward thinking. She was not thinking about the situation around her. She was not thinking about her surroundings, period. And she's deaf. Okay. But you know sound. You know sound. You know things that can't create sound. Oh, this toy can create sound. Oh, get rid of the batteries. But you ain't going to give the boy the toy anyway.
Yep.
I mean, that's fine, but at least throw away the damn batteries. 4 or 5-year-old. You think they know better? Shoot, I deal with a 5-year-old in my house. That little motherfucker don't know shit. Okay? He don't listen to shit. He don't do shit right. They just don't listen. They don't listen because they feel like, well, I don't have to. Or they just don't know any better. So therefore, you as in the older sibling, you know better. So therefore, you need to guide them. And she didn't guide them. She was like, oh, well, yeah, you want the toy?
She guided him to the monster. That's what she did by her dumbass actions. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Thing is, Keith wants to agree. But he's always got to be the person that's just going against the grain.
I'm surprised that you guys didn't like her. And I liked the character. But she showed a lot of heart, man. I was impressed.
When did she show the heart, Keith?
At the end of the movie, when she's just sitting there cowering.
When everything was at dire straits?
When she saved her brother.
Oh. Well, you know what? In essence of saving her brother, she saved herself because she was right there, too.
And got her father killed.
God damn.
I said, you, man, I was fine before I jumped on this damn podcast to talk about this. Now I'm pissed off again. Man, the movie theater was going off when I was watching that thing, man. Getting pissed off. People had their cell phones on. It was quiet as hell in that movie theater. Quiet as hell. And then someone's cell phone went off behind me. I was about to go off on them. People were going off, period. I said, why are you so still? I mean, they were just going off on the girl. It's still a good movie, but her character kind of takes it down a notch.
John Krasinski, excellent work directing, acting. Emily Blunt, amazing actress. Well done. I won't give John Krasinski any shit. And actually, I'll probably look at 13 Hours now.
And they are also married in real life.
I explained the chemistry because they have very good chemistry.
Keith, what score would you give A Quiet Place?
I get a shit 10, yo. That girl was amazing. Her character stole the show. All right. I give this movie an 8. I thought it was excellent. I was impressed by the film. It wasn't perfect, but I thought it was well-paced, well-directed, well-acted. And despite my colleagues, my friends, just utter anger and dislike of that girl, I thought all the characters were well done. And I could understand all the characters, could see, understand what was going on with them. And I thought it was well done. So I give it an 8.
All right, Matt, what score would you give A Quiet Place?
I give this movie an 8.5. I thought it was one of the better movies that have come out in 2018, although it's early 2018. Played on emotion. It relied on storytelling, depth, character development for the short period of time that we did see some of the characters on screen. Very well done movie, 8.5.
All right, and the daughter is an idiot.
And that's a big podcast episode.
Yeah, basically. That's it.